möchte
there is a little story in the Bible that deals with the demoniac on the island of the Gadarenes.
Auf der Insel der Versammlung.
The Bible says that this man had a legion of demons.
Und in der Bibel steht geschrieben, dass dieser Mann von einer Legion von Dämonen befallen ist.
Now, statistically speaking,
statistisch gesehen,
they say a legion is somewhere between 2 to 5,000 men. They're talking about a Roman unit, an army, a Roman army unit.
Eine Legion in der römischen Armee war irgendwas zwischen 2 and 5,000.
And it is interesting to me.
Und für mich ist interessant.
Now I cannot imagine
ich kann mir nicht vorstellen,
the devil running to meet Jesus.
Dass der Teufel darauf aus war, Jesus zu treffen.
So the demons within the man
diese Dämonen in diesen Menschen
would not want to be in the presence of God.
Würden nicht wollen in der Gegenwart des Herrn.
This fact is also established by the scriptures.
Das steht auch in der Bibel so bestätigt.
In the cry of lamentation that the demon spoke to Jesus when the man came to confront Jesus.
Und zwar in der Aussage, die niedergeschrieben ist, was diese Dämonen Jesus sagten, als Jesus sie konfrontierte.
Because he said, "What have we to do with thee, Son of God?"
Weil sie nämlich sagten, was haben wir mit dir zu tun, du Sohn Gottes?
But the thing that really impresses me
aber was mich wirklich beeindruckt,
is that this man,
ist, dass dieser Mann,
who man could not contain,
den die Menschen einfach nicht unter Kontrolle,
because of the demons inside of the man,
wegen der Dämonen innerhalb dieses Menschen,
they put him in chains.
Haben sie ihn in Ketten gelegt?
The chains could not hold him.
Die Ketten konnten ihn nicht halten.
He lived in caves.
Er wohnte in Höhlen.
And for the most part, I would think that he was probably pretty violent.
Und ich denke auch, ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass er ein ziemlich gewalttätiger war.
And I would say that most of humanity around him was afraid of him.
Und ich könnte mir auch vorstellen, dass die meisten Menschen, die
Halleluja.
Waren, Angst vor ihm hatten.
And yet,
aber dennoch,
all of those demons in the man
all diese Dämonen in diesen Menschen,
could not keep the man
konnten diesen Menschen
from running to Jesus.
Nicht davon abhalten, zu Jesus zu laufen.
And when we sing that song, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, hallelujah. It really kind of eliminates my excuses.
Dann radiert das sozusagen alle meine Entschuldigungen aus.
For not having a personal, viable, victorious relationship with Jesus Christ.
Dass ich nicht wirklich eine gute, lebendige und fruchtbare Beziehung zu
Jesus. Now you have to think.
Man muss darüber nachdenken.
That the man did not yet have the blood of Jesus Christ.
Dass dieser Mensch ja noch nicht das Blut Jesu hatte.
The man had not yet been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Dieser Mensch war noch nicht im Heiligen Geist getauft.
And yet, without those things,
und dennoch auch ohne das,
the man could not be restrained by the demons from running to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, there's another thought that I want you to keep in your mind. That is that when the man ran to Jesus,
als dieser Mensch zu Jesus gelaufen ist,
with all the hell that was in him,
mit seiner ganzen Hölle, die er in sich trug,
when he bowed at the feet of Jesus, all hell bowed before God.
Hat alle, als er sich vor Jesus gebeugt hat,
did you hear me?
Hatte die ganze Hölle vor ihm.
All hell bowed before God.
Hat die ganze Hölle vor ihm niedergekniet.
And there was an acknowledgement of hell to the position of Jesus Christ's authority.
Und die ganze Hölle hat Jesu Autorität ausgesprochen.
Hallelujah. It is such an encouraging story.
Das ist doch so eine ermutigende Geschichte.
is such an edifying story. But it's a story that strips me of every excuse. Because the onus or the responsibility of my salvation, my position of righteousness, my position of healing, my position of deliverance, is in the strength of my want to. Hallelujah. And it reiterates and establishes the fact that if I draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to me. Hallelujah. As the man drew nigh to God, hallelujah, God stretched out the scepter of righteousness, not only delivered him and healed him and clothed him. Where did he get the clothes? Hallelujah. They had to be manufactured by God on the spot. Hallelujah. God honored the word and he delivered the man. And there is one other little theme here I want to share with you. Jesus had a divine appointment with that man. And I don't know if you would look at the location of where he was and how it was that Jesus had to work to get there. They had to hire a boat. They had to row across wherever it was they were, to sail across, to come to that island. And he went there for one reason. He went there for one reason. He went there to meet the man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means that in that man's condition, in that place of hell and degradation, hallelujah, something in the man's heart was crying to God. Hallelujah. And it was the cry in the man's heart that brought Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to understand the reality of God and the desire that he has for us, and that he might accentuate and excite the desire in us for him. Hallelujah. Because if you have that, you have the power to destroy the devil. If you have the want to, you have the power in the want to destroy the devil. Destroy him. Totally, absolutely destroy him. And to have him cast out of your life in every aspect, in every situation and circumstance. Amen. So I just want to encourage you in the Spirit this morning, in line with the flow of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Brother Martin, I think
you were coming this morning.